believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And the way you're living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his come. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
People said I'd never make it. They said I'll never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. All my life was in shambles until the day came along. turn my tears into laughter. Lord, give me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the wretches that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people said. I've been known to be unsettled. I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. And Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You gave me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people say. I'm known to be unsettled. I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found.
That's the main thing. We're still holding on. Mm-hmm. We're moving on with the truth.
That's right. Hold it likely not to prosper. It says here in this song, I've been known to be unsettled. I never stayed around too long. When I was living in Brendan, one of the ladies that I was staying with, I was moving on, and she said to me, I guess you're just one of those people that'll never really find themselves. Huh. You know, and that's what happens when you walk with Jesus, you know, that's what people are going to say to you. And I've been known to be unsettled. I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. And Lord, I'm still holding on. We found the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it never stops. You got to move with it.
Mm-hmm.
There are decisions I can make on my own, and there
are trials I can face all alone.
But you said you'd walk with me down last troubled road, and you said, come on to me, I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. When I wake up in the morning and not fear to face the day, let me feel a gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone, when those trials are behind. behind.
But I'm ever learning, Lord,
and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider, I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. When I wake up in the morning and not fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord, and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider, I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. Help me remember, I need you more today. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Until the uttermost, He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Is mine until the uttermost. He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Until the uttermost, He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road when I stroll down the streets of pure gold. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare, but on an all-fine robe I'll find my pay at the end of the road. Down here my steps grow weary, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes I feel all alone, but I still carry on. But a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road when I stroll down the streets of pure gold. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare, put on an all-fine robe. I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. Though I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way. payday at the end of last road, when I stroll down the streets of pure gold, a heavy crown to wear beyond compare, but on an all-fine robe I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as the search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of last road, when I stroll down the streets of pure gold, a heavy crown to wear beyond compare. But on an all-fine robe I'll find my payday at the end of the road. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. But on an all-fine robe I'll find my payday at the end of the road.
That's why we're doing what we're doing. Someday have a payday. There'll be a payday for the good and the bad. For the sinner man, there'll be a payday, and for those that seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, for those there'll be a payday too.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. It's just, we're not just singing a song. We're not just playing a game here. It's something, a program that every human being needs on the face of this earth. It's doing exactly what we're doing. Seeking the kingdom. You got to seek it. Mm-hmm. It's not there to be found. It's not a hand-me-down thing either. It's a time for us to stay online, especially with all the deception out there. How do you find your way? It's like a deal in a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're lost in the maze. You know what the maze is? You kind of find it. There's a lot of different roads you could go down on, and then you end up at a dead end, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, but see, we have a guiding light. We have truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're following truth. We're not even following Brother Brown. We're not following Brother Jackson. We're following truth. Mm-hmm. The common denominator
right. That
our foundation is built on is truth. Yeah, Brother Brown was the carrier, 20th century of that truth. And then, he left the scene in 65. He can't follow Brother Brenham anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The truth kept marching on, and a lot of people I know, a lot of these Brenhamites, they stopped right there.
Mm-hmm.
Got stuck. They didn't move on. But the truth keeps moving on. When you analyze everything, what's our common denominator? What keeps us going? It's real truth.
That's right. I was singing that song all night. Glory, hallelujah. The truth is marching on. I know the Brenhamites, they say that Brother Brenham was the last church age messenger. And that's where the voice stopped. Well, see, that's the voice stopped. That's impossible with God. Yeah, you know, when you go through the beginning of man from Adam and Eve and down to the law age, to the grace age, how the truth kept marching on. And that's the same way with those, with the church age messengers. Even though Brother Brenham left the scene, the truth was marching on. But it used Brother Jackson, you know, God used Brother Jackson to continue marching on with the truth. And when Brother Jackson passed off the scene, God, He keeps on moving. They don't seem to understand how the Spirit of the living God works. He keeps moving.
Amen. Yes,
back in the days of Martin Luther, what happened to those people that didn't move on to the next phase?
Mm-hmm.
What are they today?
The Lutherans. Yeah, and the leaf.
What's the Lutherans? Yeah. They're eating them.
Yeah, the leaf is all dried up. It's compared to a stalk of corn. First the leaves come forth, but as the stalk grows up into the tassel, those leaves slowly start to die. And that's what happens with these denominations. When the Spirit of God moved up to the tassel with Brother Brenham, those leaves started to die because the Spirit of God was moving. The truth was marching on. And people that stay in those systems, like the Lutherans, they didn't move on with John Wesley. They just dried up because there's no more life in that.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He'll loose the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I was asking myself, you know what? Why are we where we're at? What's our common denominator? What's our foundation principles? Mm-hmm. You have to ask yourself that sometimes. Because it's the final chapter that you have to think about. What keeps us going? What's our stationary principle? Well, I came up with only one solution. It's truth. The truth is marching on. It's not even, like I said, it's not even Brother Brenham. Judge Brenham was a carrier of the truth for 40 years. And then he passed on. So we didn't stick with Brother Brenham. We had to move on with the truth. And then the truth kept marching on, and then we moved on. We moved on with Brother Jackson, because Brother Jackson was then, from 1995 till 2004, Brother Jackson was the carrier of that truth. But see, we did follow Brother Jackson because he's just a human being.
Mm-hmm.
We follow truth. Mm-hmm. Truth is marching on. Mm-hmm. Brother Jackson wasn't marching after 2004. He died in December of 2004. Well, he couldn't march on. If you hung on to Brother Jackson, like the public leader, a lot of people do. They hung on to Brother Brandon. Well, he's gone. Then you got to move on with truth. See, it's truth that we're trying to tell you. We're moving on with truth. And then when Brother Jackson left, well, he didn't know what's going on. Anyway, I sure didn't. We were all looking and searching. But see, when Brother Jackson left the scene, we began to see what's going on, and we stayed with truth. And then Alan, he was supposed to take the thing a little further on, and then he come out with, we're in the third day. Well, that's not true. We couldn't go along with, we're in the third day. Well, of course, what are you going to do? We just dropped them like a hot potato. We're not going on with that delusion that we're in the third day. We might as well have not started. So we were all waiting around, and then I didn't. Tim Rutherford started to work there, and I moved over to Tim Rutherford's, and he did good for a while, and then he comes and they come on with, we're in the third day. You know, it wasn't true. We were not in the third day back then, and then I was in touch with Tim there for a long time. But see, the truth kept marching on. Tim Rutherford was put to the test. projects that already dealt with issues and with things with Strowman and McKay, and then the Lord gave Tamar Alford a dream. He told me about it. He saw somebody in his pulpit that was preaching contrary to what he thought he knew to be true. That was the Russell Dale. Russell Dale came along, believe we were after 2 days. And he asked, sat down and asked him where he stands with that. He said he believes that we were after 2 days. Well, we weren't after 2 days. We're still in the 2 days. So he supported that thing of thought. And instead of moving on, he just started to compromise, and you know the story. But see, you and I, we kept moving on. And one day I hit that scripture, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has found faithful and wise to deliver meat in due season? See, you and I, we moved on. We could not go along with we're after 2 days. And we see, and finally I began to see, because the Lord had given me a dream, what they're going to do. He's given me, he took the people, he gave me the vision about Gideon. When Gideon took the people, the Lord told Gideon to take the people down to the water to see who's going to go in to defeat the Midianites. Well, I saw a vision right in front of me, and then the Lord let me know. That's where the church, I'm taking the church down to the water. We're going to find out who's going to go in to the next phase, really. You don't defeat Midianites because there are no Midianites to defeat. See, it's spiritual figure of speech. You got to move on in truth. It's just the principle of God. And then he was giving me that scripture. Who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful and wise to deliver meat in due season? That then he found you and I faithful, and we're continuing on with the truth. There's nothing about us that has any value or anything like that. We just happened to be found faithful back in the day when all this confusion happened. And he found you and I faithful to carry on with the truth. It's just that simple. That we're still holding on to the truth that's been given to the church age of Laodicea, really. Mm-hmm. Just like I say, he didn't stop with Brother Branham. Brother mm-hmm. Branham died in 65. But the truth didn't die. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The truth keeps marching on. And then we found exactly the principle. It's exactly what Jesus said, this will be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. He sent that angel. And that angel didn't, when Branham died, that angel didn't die. Mm-hmm. He just couldn't use his vocal cord because Brother Branham was buried. He buried him in the ground and he couldn't speak anymore. What that angel did, he took the vocal cords of Brother Jackson, but not too many people found out that he was using Brother Jackson. But see, there's some of us that we kept moving on, and then we found the Brother Jackson, and like I say, 2004, he passed off on the scene, and then, like I say, we were all confused. We didn't know what's going on. But see, the Lord gave me that dream and the vision, and he told me what you're going to do with the ministry of Brother Jackson. He told me they're going to make a minefields out of it. They're going to do everything they can to try to destroy it because they're not walking with the true and living God. They're not continuing on in truth. So what did they do? They just, each one of them, they want to make an empire for themselves, an name for themselves, and they couldn't wait to come out with the new revelation. Uh-huh. So they even they have to lie about something. Uh-huh. So Alan comes out with his brand new revelation. We're in the third day. And then Hafner, he's got a lot of ambition. He's like a... I wouldn't even say the word, but he wanted to be the first one to come out of revelation. So he comes out with the revelation, the so-called revelation, earlier after 2 days. Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't after 2 days. And then we're sitting back, and then the Lord gave you and I the revelation of the midnight cry. That's the only thing that was, the Lord gave you and I the revelation. That's the true revelation, the midnight cry. Midnight, there was a cry. He just found you and I faithful, and we're just continuing on with the program, with the work, and then the Lord told him to set up his internet and his website, and then we kept working on the truth. And the common denominator is truth. Mm-hmm. The common denominator is not Brother Branham. Mm-hmm. The common denominator is not Brother Jackson. Right. The common denominator is not Sam and Lorraine. We just happen to be the carrier of a truth here in these closing mm-hmm. days and time. And all that's left now is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're that. You can go read Matthew 22. Read it over and over again until it hits you home. We're that vessel. We're that ox that's been butchered and those fatlings that we've been butchered. We've been butchered and slaughtered for the last 34 years. kicked from political falls, the accused of everything under the sun. But see, we just keep going. That's what they're going to, that's just standard procedure. Because the Bible says, don't count it strange when these fiery darts come upon you. It's just part of the program. That's what the people before had to go through, and it's what we're going through. It's a piece of cake, you know, when you really think about the reward and how good the Lord has been to us. We just keep it on. But anyway, that's we want to go. That's what we're going to talk about today. We want to talk about the truth. It's over. You find it over in 2 Thessalonians. We talk about the truth forever, and I could read a whole thing, but I'm trying to bring a point out. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Now, regarding the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's talking about the rapture. Now, regarding the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, our being gathered to be with him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to be easily shaken from your composure or disturbed by any kind of a spirit or message or letter allegedly from us. See, there was a lot of deceivers back then. They even forged Paul's signature as if pretending it was Paul that wrote all, a lot of this garbage that was going on around there. But see, you got to see Satan behind. Yeah, if you don't see Satan behind everything that God does, you're going to get mixed up. Because Satan is always there. See how he can pollute. He tried to pollute everything the Apostle Paul said. He says here, not to be easily shaken from your composure or disturbed by any kind of a spirit or message or letter allegedly from us, pretending it's from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no man deceive you by any way, for that day will not arrive until the rebellion comes. That's what you see out there today. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. That's the Pope. The Pope has not come on the world stream. You and I, we know who that man lawless now is. It's the Pope of Rome, and he's using that Roman Catholic infrastructure to the son for destruction, the son of destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, and as a result, he takes his seat in God's temple, displaying himself as God. See, there's actually going to be a God's temple over in Jerusalem, and that Pope, he wants to sit in that temple. But the temple is not there yet and for him to sit on, but there'll be a temple built, and then that Pope, he goes in there, he puts himself up to put himself up as God. Surely you recall that I used to tell you these things while I was still with you. And so you know what holds him back, so that he will be revealed in his own time. See, the Holy Spirit is holding the devil back from doing all his garbage. For you know what holds him back, so that he will be revealed in his own time. For the hidden power of lawlessness is already at work. You can see unbelief and, oh man, all the garbage that's out there. For the hidden power of lawlessness is already at work. However, the one who holds him back will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord shall destroy by the breath of his mouth and wipe out by the manifestation of his arrival. See, when Jesus comes back, Satan will be destroyed and he'll be thrown into hell. He's behind all this stuff, it's Satan. But God will destroy him by his arrival. The arrival of the lawless one will be by Satan's working with all kinds of miracle signs and false wonders, and with every kind of evil deception directed against those who are perishing, because here's the key, they found no place in their heart for the truth so as to be saved. That's what we're building our thing. And you and I, we said it yesterday, you and I have received a love for the truth. That's why you and I are together, because of one common denominator, because of truth. Mm-hmm. That's the final scripture at the end of the day. That's going to be the final scripture that will determine whether you're going to go to eternal life or whether you're going to go in that rapture, where you're going to go in I'll go out to hell and die. It's true. That's the only thing that I can take credit for, because you and I have found a love for truth. Mm-hmm. That's why we're fighting this fight every day, because of truth. And, we went to a funeral, my cousin's funeral yesterday, and then my uncle Sam, he left the colony years ago because of, he was involved with the Armstrong faith and all that stuff, and we, you see, back then it might have been questionable. He thought he's onto something good, and but over the years I know he's following something. He's going down a path that goes, it's going to end up to nowhere. Mm-hmm. And we've seen the results yesterday. We've seen the fruition of it. It's nothing there, mm-hmm. you know. It's just an illusion that he got himself involved in, that there's no hell and all that stuff. And see, but yesterday we went to the funeral and we see the results of it, you mm-hmm. know. It's just absolutely nothing. They're very depressing. And I, you know, they're my cousins, you know, and you're next of kin and your blood relatives, and your heart goes out to them because they're dead. He took them down a path, and a delusional path, a path out to destruction. And here it's all the proof is in the pudding. It was all there right in front of your very eye to see. See, you and I, we saw through all that charade. And then there was a lot of other religions. There's that old Armstrong, Herbert W. Armstrong people that were there. Then there was the new movement from that Herbert Armstrong. There was a mixture of all kinds of stuff there. And you could feel the spirit. And then there was Hutterites in there too. And you sat back, and there's nobody there that we had a common denominator with. There's nobody there that we could talk to. We could, you definitely could not talk to my cousins, the ones that are caught up in that Armstrong religion. They don't believe in a hell. Well, there is a hell, but it's not eternal. And I made a statement yesterday, and people, they take it wrong. I said there is absolutely no eternal hell. There is a hell, but it's not eternal. I just wanted to clean it up just for the record of it all. Hell is in the center of the earth. And at the end of the millennium, there's going to be coming, just as soon as Jesus comes back, there's going to be thousands of years where Jesus will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years, hell and death will be cast into the lake of fire. Hell and death will be in the center of the earth. But then God, that great eternal spirit, takes hell and death out and throws it into the lake of fire. And then that lake of fire, hell and death will be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. We got the program right. We're just following truth. The common denominator is truth. And where do we get the truth from? We got it right out of the scripture. And then after 1,000 years, like I say, hell and death, they're cast into that lake of fire. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to tell you. I know where that lake of fire is, but I'll just leave it alone for now. That lake of fire is a place where hell and death will be destroyed. That's that place where the ungodly, the wicked, their soul and their spirit, because it's only after the millennium where all the dead, they get resurrected. No matter where they are, no matter if you're drowned in the ocean, no matter if you got yourself burned up, the DNA of it all will all come forth, because after the great white throne judgment, everything is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Just that simple. And then that lake of fire, and I don't know how long that lake of fire would last. Like we said it over and over again, there is no eternal hell. There is no such a thing as eternal destruction. There is an eternal fire. That's where hell and death and all these wicked people, they get thrown into that lake of fire. That lake of fire is eternal. But the subject in that lake of fire, they could be in there for thousands of years, however long it takes for the body and the soul to be destroyed. For some people, they'll be in maybe 100 years, but others will be in 1,000 years, and some, it'll take a lot longer for some. But eventually, end of it all, there will be no more hell, and there will be no more that because it's all completely destroyed in that lake of fire. Just that simple. We're just trying to clear up the picture. See, we went to that group, my cousins, and they don't believe in the hell. Mm-hmm. And they don't, when they die, they consume them, thinking like they take it to the incinerator. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't even see his body. We didn't even see what he looked like.
Yeah, they think if they get cremated, then
that's the word, cremated. Mm-hmm. And they think that's it, and then they can live like, have all the beer they want, living high in the hog, and at the end of it, they get cremated anyway, then that's the end of it. But that's not true. That's not scripture. Mm-hmm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added on. We cannot go along with their religiology. And then that's why we couldn't get along. We found nobody there that we could talk to, you know, because they're living under an illusion.
Some of the Jehovah Witnesses, they believe there's only special people that go, like they're resurrected or something. They have some mixed up belief. Mm-hmm. Like that's why Jesus, he is the resurrection. Mm-hmm. Like that's why we believe in that. There is a hereafter. Uh-huh. There is life hereafter. This earthly life. We're just being tested in this life to see if we're going to make it into that eternal life or if we're going to be destroyed in that lake of fire.
And that's why we're working. That's mm-hmm. there's a payday at the end of the road for the wicked and for the just. And see what we're... Because we went to that funeral, Russ, you kind of want to... Take it back to the scripture. Mm-hmm. Like I say, they do not, my uncle does not believe in the hell. And that's what they base their whole thing on, and it's a delusion. It's mm-hmm. not true. See, we're building our whole empire built on truth. Mm-hmm. It's not built on Brother Branham. It's not even built on that name. It's built on truth, because truth cannot be moved. The minute you mess with truth, it's not truth anymore. That's why I took inventory of what keeps you and I going? Mm-hmm. What keeps us together? What brought us together? Truth brought us together. Right. If you didn't have a love for truth, I didn't. Why wouldn't know you? I wouldn't know you from Adam, because prior to 2005, I didn't know you even existed. But because you had a love for truth, and I have a love for truth, the Lord saw to it that somewhere we're going to be brought together. And that's what keeps us going, our love for truth. And see, yesterday, we saw a whole bunch of people. It was really a mixture of everything. Because my uncle, he left that Armstrong thing, and then they broke up, and then they moved into another fear, another dimension, and then they kind of believed on Jesus and things like that. But it's a mixed up thing. It's a delusion. You can't really pinpoint them. What do they really believe in? Yeah, I couldn't even talk to them. They were so far out, like, I introduced myself, my aunt. Oh, they're friendly. They want to give you a hug and everything. But really, they're so far and foreign, they don't want to talk to you. They're like mm-hmm. a fish. You know? They want to get away from you, if mm-hmm. the truth be told. And then there was some Hutterites that I grew up with, that Mick from Riverside, I grew up with him. I could talk to him at least. Like, sit down and have a decent conversation. And I went back and asked a few things, how it's going and all that. But with my cousins that are in this other wing of religion, I couldn't talk to them.
You
don't know what you would say.
Yeah, you don't even know what they believe in, because, you know, I was actually shocked. That preacher, all he talked about is love, love, love. I don't know what this concept of love is, but if you know that charismatic world out there, their love is accept everything and everybody the way they are. You know, that's not the definition of love in the Bible. If you love people, you tell them the truth. And not one word was spoken about Jesus, you know. I could not get over that. So you kind of wonder what these people are into. Like, that Jesus is the life. Like, if you don't have Jesus, there is no life. There only death follows mm-hmm. you. And that was to me a very sad picture, that the fruits of it. See, you can see now the fruits of that Armstrong movement is basically erase Jesus, you know, because that's what you saw. There was no mention of Jesus.
Amen to that. Today we just, like, it was a I'm glad I went, but it was nothing there spiritually, nothing there that was inspiring. Absolutely, everything was pulling a negative. Everything was, in fact, I was glad I was going to leave halfway through the service, but I figured, well, I want to maybe introduce myself to my cousins and all that, let them know that I came and all that. You know, you try to show a little bit of hospitality, and you just kind of hope against hope. Somewhere up the road, they might come to their senses and realize they're falling down the path to destruction. And but see, in the meantime, we were there just for a short space of time. But there's nothing spiritual in that Armstrong. It's a delusion. And like I say, there were a lot of Hutterites there too, because they grew up with them the same as we do. I saw that preacher from Riverside, that Eli that I grew up with, and then I saw that Mick there, and but we had nothing in common with him, because you and I, we simply walked on in truth. We saw the corruption of that Hutterite thing, and we didn't want no part of it, because it's not true. It's just that Hutterite thing is just an illusion. That Armstrong thing, that religion, that there is just an illusion, and we could not be allow ourselves to be identified with, because there's nothing there. That's the bottom line. And see, we want people that have a truth, and we couldn't find nobody there. For all those people, that whole auditorium, all these people, you were standing there, there was nobody there that you could identify with, because they don't have a love for truth. Just that simple. And the people, there's going to come another movement, and the Hutterites, and the people that's going to move on to the next phase, will have a love for truth. It's just that simple. God's not going to let this thing go unnoticed. The people that's going to come out of that gift faction, and the people that's going to come out of that Euler faction, they're going to be the people that have a love for truth. They're going to be just like you and I. You had a love for truth. I had a love for truth. And God supernaturally brought us together. And that's what he's going to do. There's people in that colony. There's people in that Hutterite. There's people in all walks of life. They'll be brought together. But it's going to be a common denominator. They will have a love for truth. And you and I, we happen to be the carriers of that truth. And the truth of the matter is simply, we're following the scripture, and there's only one thing left. That is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The people that's going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb as guests, they are going to have received a love for the truth. And you and I, we happen to be the carriers here in these closing days of the time to tell people exactly right down to the day, there's nobody out there and the whole worldly setting that will tell people what we're telling. We'll tell them right to the day from that midnight cry, and we'll tell them exactly when the grace age ended, right, October the 15th, 2021, and from there to exactly 7 years, at the end of 7 years, that's when that angel comes down, he ties up Satan, and then the day of the Lord is on for 30 days. This planet goes into convulsions and everything. We got it down, met down 100%. And the people that's going to go into that, be guests at the marriage supper of life, they're going to people that love truth. Because we're the only two people on planet Earth that tells people the truth, that tells the program. We're not doing the gee whiz, and by golly, we don't hit that myth. We tell you right, exactly right to the day. February the 28th was the middle of Laodicea. 2021 was the end of it. And then it's 7 years, and we're right now in that 7 year period. And it's going to happen via the scriptures. And the people that's going to believe it is people that have received a love for the truth. People that are listening to us, they know it's the truth, but see, they don't want to be identified with it. They don't want to pay the price, but there's a price to pay for that glorious thing. It's always been that way, like Peter said. Don't count it strange when these fiery darts come upon you, when you're going to be persecuted and terrorized and so much that they'll even kill you and think they're doing God a service. But see, you and I, we're sold out for truth. We don't care what that letter does to us or on all these drugs. That's the only thing they can do. The devil gets a hold on them. It's really behind it. It's the spirit of Satan. And your heart goes out to these people, the thousands of people, hundreds of people there we saw yesterday, and there's nobody there that we could talk to. There's nobody there that we could identify with. Each one of them had their own idea. Each one of them had their own illusion. But here you and I was right in there with the truth, carriers of the truth. But there's nobody that we could talk to. It's that simple. Mm-hmm.
Like it says in John 3, verse 27, that was John the Baptist. And they came to him about Jesus is baptizing, and he's like, and this, that, and the other. And John said, no one can receive anything unless it has been given to him from heaven. And that's the way that a truth works, you know, a love for truth. It can only be like a person has nothing of its own. Unless God gives them like something, a love for truth, and then without God giving a person that, you know, they're not gonna have it. But there's only one thing a person can condition themselves, you know, for God to give them a love for truth,
yeah,
and these things. But there's a lot of people out there that they're just running to and fro, and they want to make a name for themselves, or they want to be this, that, and the other. Like the song says, the men are so busy with worldly achievements. They want to achieve something. See, we had to lose it all.
Mm-hmm.
Lose all our ideas, our preconceived ideas, and pursue the things of God so that we can receive that love for truth. And that was our whole, like you said, our common denominator is truth. We wanted truth above all things. And that's what we pursue, to have that love for truth. John said it too, and Jesus said it as well, nobody can give it to you. It has to be given to a person by God.
See, we're in there, nobody there we could give it to, because it's not for us to give.
Mm-hmm.
You got to meet the condition,
right.
And then God, rich in mercy, if there would have been somebody in that whole auditorium there, you would have found it. You would have felt it. You were standing there. I saw you standing there. I'm sure you had your radar on, and you wanted to know if there's anybody here that you could talk to. There was nobody among all these people that you could talk to. There's nobody there. You would have loved to get up on the pulpit and tell people about truth and give them exactly what we got, because the things that you and I, they're going to be going and continue on into eternal. We got eternal life. But see, you couldn't give it to anybody because it's not for you and I to give. This lady down the street here, this ex-Hutter, we tried to give her truth, but time and time again, what did she do? She just turns it down. It's not really for you and I to give. We have a longing and a desire to give it. I have a longing and a desire to give it to my own children, but I can't. They got to meet the condition so that God will open up their understanding and they will consume this here truth. That's the only thing we have, because it's, like I say, it's not for us to give. We'd give it. We'd give it to the whole world if we could, but we can't, because that's just the way it works. To him that my heavenly Father will give it to you. And we got it. We found it. And then we'd be persecuted because of it. And it says here in John chapter 3, verse 19, we've been over it and over it. And this is the condemnation, like it keeps saying.
Mm-hmm.
Our common denominator is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to condemn people. Just that simple. It's so simple. This is the basis of judging, that the light has come. The truth has come into the world. And people love the lie rather than the truth because their deeds were evil. That's why we can't get this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All that gives. They bragged about this my cousin, that same guy, and how much beer we drink and all that stuff. See, that's not, the deeds are evil, just that simple. For everyone who does evil deeds hates the truth. That's what they do. They hate the truth. That's why you were standing here. You could not talk to nobody because they hate the truth and does not come to the truth so that their deeds will be exposed. But the one who practices the truth, it's all about the truth. That's our common denominator. The one who practices truth comes to the truth so that it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God. That's the separating divide. That's what I saw all day yesterday, all the last 2-3 days. What is our common denominator? It's truth. It doesn't matter. Sometimes God will use, back in the 60s, God used Brother Branham. That angel used Brother Branham to carry the truth. And for 40 years, he carried the truth. They came from all over the world. But it wasn't Brother Branham. Everybody began to worship Brother Branham. It was the truth that he brought. And then as time went on, God has to use some kind of a vessel. He's not going to use a donkey. But he brought somebody that you could see and hear and touch. And then he used Brother Jackson. It's very simple. All you got to do now is believe what we're telling you. It's the truth. And then you blend in and you accept what we tell you. And you will be automatically, you'll be escorted into the mercy of the Lamb. There's only one common denominator here. It's got nothing to do with you and I. It's got nothing to do with Samuel or anything. It's got to do with truth. And we happen to tell people the truth. We're that common denominator that's evolved around the truth. And if you cannot accept what we tell you, you're just going to be taken out to hell and death. Mm-hmm. That is the only thing that's going to be here. And there's going to be another movement coming. And these people that's going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, they will have a love for the truth. We talk to thousands of people all around the world. And they're so confused as anything. They listen to us once or twice, and then after a month they'll come back and listen again. But see, like that movie said, you can't handle the truth, you know? They can only handle a little bit of truth, like that ex-hunter, right, that girl down the street here. Been trying to communicate with her time and time again, and she seems to be a little interested. She seems to be searching for something, but then we tell them a little bit more truth, that they'll be running to and fro, seeking for things, and she's one of these girls that is running to and fro, a church hopper, and she's not finding it, but maybe, hopefully, somewhere along the line, she'll step down, and she'll realize the same, and Lorraine, they got the truth. It's the truth of the matter. That's what we're trying to say today. It's the truth for your day. It's always been, because the truth keeps marching on, and then if you love truth, you will come and you're going to believe the truth. It's all about the truth. We cannot tell you lies. The things we tell the people all around the world is the truth. The truth of the matter, we know exactly where we're living in time. And like I say, it's got nothing to do with us. We just happen to be found faithful. Who is then that faithful and wise servant? Oh, Miss Lord, that found faithful to continue on with the program, to deliver meat and due season. The truth is marching on, and we're just telling people the truth. And now there's only one thing left, the invitation to the marriage supper. You go back and read Matthew 22, read it over and over again until it clicks. And then you're going to find out what happens to those people that reject the truth. They're going to go out to hell and death. It's just that said, your only common denominator here in this closing is that you've got to have a love for truth. And once you do that, God will bring you to the next phase. Just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the truth as it's marching on. We just pray, Lord, that we'll be found faithful, Lord. By your grace and your mercy, Lord, lead us on, Lord, to higher heights and deeper depths in you. And let us be found true and faithful to what you've allowed us to see, Lord, and here in the hour of time we're living in. We just give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.